This is the closing market report on a Monday afternoon. Let's check now the weather forecast with the guys up at Earth Risk Technologies in Chicago, Illinois. On the phone line is John Davis. John, it does not get better than the previous weekend as far as it goes for fall. What a beautiful, sunshiny-filled weekend. Perfect temperatures, too.
Well, it was about as good as it gets. Dry weather, pretty breezy conditions, warm temperatures, sunny skies the entire time. Just literally a perfect fall weekend. The only problem is it's not officially fall yet.
Oh, that's true. We've not made it, have we?
Not yet.
Not yet. So, well, before we get there, I suppose we get more rainfall and gray skies kind of like we have today, huh?
Well, we do, but this will be a very brief event, so this wave of low pressure that's moving through right now will put down some light shower activity, and we'll have cloudy skies today, but things clear out tomorrow, and through the end of the week, we are fair and dry, so a nice open window from tomorrow through Friday. We will have rains returning over the weekend, so next weekend will not be like the past weekend, but we will have rains returning at that point. And the way the pattern is setting up right now, we will have some of these shower bands moving through at 5 or 6 day intervals, but in between these bands, we will have fair dry conditions. So it's not like we're getting bogged down into a pattern that would feature long-term rains and, 7 straight days of cloudy skies and rains. It's a very progressive type pattern. So we get a rain event coming through. None of those look terribly heavy, but then we'll tend to get a stretch of fair dry weather after that.
As long as the evaporation rates are high enough that we can get back into the field not long after the rains come through, I suppose farmers will be happy.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, right now, if you add up all the rainfall over the next couple of weeks, it's a very normal type of a pattern. If not on the wet side, then again, it's not bone dry, and we're not going to be looking at 10 days of purely open weather, but it's a very normal type of pattern for this time of year.
Just 1 minute left. Now tell me about the cold temperatures.
Well, over the weekend, with the coolness that we had, and Saturday morning was the coldest morning, we did see some temperatures down in the lower 30s across northern Iowa and parts of southern Minnesota, but we didn't have a hard freeze in any portion of the belt, and that is the item that would impact production and quality of the immature crops across those areas. Looks like really from this week and on into next week, it looks like a milder pattern is on tap, so certainly no worries about any kind of a hard freeze damage across the Midwest as we go from now into next week.
And just a short note, are we setting up okay in South America?
We are. In fact, rains are increasing in Brazil, and so their situation is improving as planting gets underway.
Hey, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Todd.
That is John Davis. He's with Earth Risk Technology out of Chicago, Illinois. Helps us wrap up this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. You can hear it again if you'd like on our website. The address there is willag.org. I'm Todd Gleason.